just in time for the Major League Baseball season, Condensed Baseball. Major League Baseball is offering an internet video service on its website for $4.95 a month that lets you watch any ball game edited down to about 20 minutes, only pitches that result in a hit, a run, or an out. Bob Bowman, who is the chief executive of MLB Advanced Media, is now going to give us a remarkably concise description of this service. Mr. Bowman, what's the point of condensed baseball?
The point of the condensed games is very straightforward. For the fan who wants more than 30 seconds of highlights, the avid fan or the fantasy fan, we'll be able to give that fan every payoff pitch, every strike, every third strike, every fourth ball, every ball hit into play, every error, every stolen base. And in 20 minutes, at a rather frenetic pace, they will see every pitch and every hit that mattered. For the fan who enjoys baseball the way I do, the live game, either in person or on TV, is a far better way to go. But if you're traveling, you happen to be an Oriole fan and you're traveling back to D.C., or a Yankee fan, you're traveling back to New York, it's a great way to catch up. Or if you happen to be a Yankee fan living in Salem, Washington, this is sometimes the best way to see the game.
Now, to say every pitch that matters, maybe not, because if I understand this service, if Randy Johnson strikes out 20 batters in a game, I would get to see 20 batters taking or swinging at strike three, but I wouldn't see any of the artistry of Randy Johnson's setup pitches.
You know, that's an excellent point, Robert, and I think it's one worth making, and I'm glad you did, because this is a highlight reel of the game. This is not where you would go if you wanted to see the 13-pitch mano-a-mano duel between Randy Johnson and Mike Piazza.
So among the things we miss here, in addition to all of those first pitches that don't even get swung at, we don't get to see Lou Piniella arguing with the umpires.
No, you get to see that.
There's
a discussion, a frank and honest exchange between a manager and umpire, where they're 1 inch from each other. We'd include that in the highlight reel.
You would. You're not purists about this rule, do you?
Well, I think it's part of the game. I mean, we're not like another national sport whereby a certain activity called fights become the entire highlight reel. But something that's integral to the game, we might do it.
And if Andy Pettit of the Yankees were to make six pickoff throws, not successful attempts over to first base, you'll give us zero of them?
We might give you all six.
If
it was integral to the game.
Now, tell me a little bit about process here. Is there somebody assigned to every single baseball game to edit it down for the highlight reel and for the condensed game reel and for whatever other service you might have, and somebody editing all of those games?
Yeah, we start with capturing the game. Every game that's on TV, we capture and we encode it. We've got 20 to 25 people working in our production area that do this every night for the 15 games. And everyone here knows that we're trampling some new snow, and we won't bat 1,000. We're just trying to bat 333, and that gets us into Cooperstown.
Well, Mr. Bowman, thank you very much for talking with us.
I appreciate your time, sir.
We'll edit out your disparaging references to hockey.
I never said that.
And thanks very much for telling us about...
I never said that.
You didn't say it. Okay. And thanks very much for telling us about the condensed game service on MLB.com.
Thank you, Robert. Have a lovely day.
Bye-bye. Bob Bowman, who is the chief executive of MLB Advanced Media in New York City.